Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 2. Week 2. Christ as the Emancipator and as the one who makes us more than conquerors. Wednesday, related verses. Romans 8, 4 through 6, and 9 through 10. 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Psalms 23, 3 through 4. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Genesis 5:24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, where God took him. Related reading. In a physical building, many systems, for example, heat, light, sound, video, etc., have been installed. Now they simply need our switching on. This illustrates the law of the Spirit of life. There is a spiritual law by nature. When we fulfill the requirement, this law works. What are the requirements? Walk according to the Spirit. Set your mind on the spiritual things. Put to death all the practices of the body. Be led and cry. Witness and groan. When we would do all these 7 things, the indwelling works. And that is the working of the law of the Spirit of life. Now you can see that when Romans 8:2 says, the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus, it is not an ordinary me, but a me under the switching. I'm so thankful to Paul for putting these 7 things in Romans 8 in a very good sequence. First, he mentions walking, verse 4. Walking is all-inclusive. It means to live, to have your being, to move, to act, to walk. This is your daily life. This is your living every hour. Walk according to the Spirit. Most Christians simply use the Bible as a kind of religious book. God's economy has no intention to make us religious persons. God's intention is to make all His chosen people His sons. He makes them His sons so they can be members of the body of Christ. As we walk according to the Spirit, surely we would spontaneously set our mind on the Spirit, verses 5 and 6. We would think about Him. We would meditate. We would muse upon the spiritual things. We have the best help to set our mind on the Spirit, that is, the Bible. And the best means is to pray read. Whenever we pray read the Bible, our mind is set on the Spirit. It will then be so spontaneous for you to put to death every practice of your body, verse 13. When you walk according to the Spirit and set your mind on the Spirit, minding the spiritual things, every time the practice of the body comes up, you will spontaneously kill it. When you kill it, life is imparted. Spontaneously, you would be led by the Spirit. Verse 14. When you walk according to the Spirit, set your mind on the Spirit, and put to death the practices of the body, you are led. You are under the leading of the Spirit. The Spirit's indwelling works. Then all the time you would cry either Lord Jesus or Abba Father. It would be a kind of spontaneous thing. Then you would witness. Whenever you would open your mouth to say something about the Spirit would witness with you. Whenever you witness, He cooperates with you and confirms your witnessing. Then we would come to the seventh item, groaning, verse 23. Today is the groaning time. We do not know what to say, but we have a certain kind of sensation within us concerning God's interest on the earth today. Oh, the kingdom of God. Oh, God's interest, God's testimony, the Lord's recovery. You do not know what to say concerning these matters, so you groan. Your groaning, then, is exactly the indwelling Spirit's interceding. It is not by a human word or a clear utterance. It is just a kind of unutterable groaning. Yet this unutterable groaning is the excellent interceding of the Spirit. This is the best intercession. This is the best prayer to carry out God's economy on the earth today. If we are such persons experiencing all these seven items, surely the law of the Spirit of life is setting us free. If we practice all these seven items, the law of the Spirit of life truly works in us.